today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If you have this anointing in your life, you don't have to shout even with your children. You may have to raise up your voice. But if you really have this anointing, you can speak a thing and it shall be established. And I believe the Holy Ghost spoke to me to pronounce yes in your life. There's difficulty all around. Setback is here. Bad reports from the doctor. There's a quit outside of you, but there's a yes on the inside.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
Listen to the panting of the psalmist as verse 1 reads like this, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the congregation or with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I will yet, look at that, I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 6, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land, hallelujah, hallelujah, from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mitzar. Verse 7, deep calls unto deep at the command of his loving kindness in the daytime. Hallelujah. Deep calls to deep, noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I mean, all of that was a prayer. Man, hallelujah. For the soul that's downcast, and for the soul that has been plagued with no, here's a remedy. My soul says yes. From the message this morning, yes. Father, I give you praise for this message. I pray that the downcast soul, I heard it in my soul. The soul that is in despair, the soul that is troubled, the mind that can't rest. I give you glory and praise for a yes. I pray that there will be a grip of the yes within us and a maturation of that yes with your word today. And as we unite with the word, our yes, thank you for success in the lives of your people. For the downcast soul, I thank you for an elevation. For the sleepless nights, I thank you for peace. For the trouble and the storm, I thank you, O God, for the overcoming grace that is released even now. I bless you for this message. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain your word, and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's give God a clap of praise for this word today. You ever wondered why a clap would linger like that? You know why? Because there's a yes on the inside of you. There's a yes. When the world says no, you must grab your yes. When circumstances aren't favorable to you, you got to grab the yes that's on the inside. We used to sing a song years ago, "My soul says yes. Lord, yes. To your will and to your ways. I say yes. Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes. Lord, yes." We ought to sing that. I say yes, Lord, yes, and to your will,
to your way.
I say yes,
Lord, yes,
I will trust you.
I will trust you and obey.
When your spirit speaks
to me,
with my whole heart,
my whole heart, I'll agree.
And my
answer will be yes, Lord.
Then we used to sing a song, say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on. From the
bottom of my heart.
To the depths of my soul.
To the depth of my soul.
Yes, Lord. Completely yes. Completely yes.
Completely yes.
You know what? My soul.
My soul.
Sing it out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's no's all around you, but yes.
Yes, Lord.
There's a quit that's trying to stop you.
My heart,
to the depths of my soul.
To the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord.
Completely yes.
Completely yes. My soul.
Say yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Say yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be a yes on the inside of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, you're uniting that yes with this word, with the Spirit. Oh, my God. That's right, Jeff. Say yes. Come on, there's a yes on the inside of you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for accompanying this word. Take your seat for a moment. I need to teach. There are three distinct anointings that accompany this king. His name is David. The first one is the priestly anointing. Regardless of how he would slip into degradation, the priestly anointing would bring him back to wholeness. The second anointing that accompanied this man is the prophetic anointing, or the prophet's anointing. Jesus even prophesied and spoke it on the cross, Eli, Lama Thabathani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Spoken directly out of Psalm 22 from this man, King David, who said, why hast thou forsaken me? He's a prophet. He's a prophet. He's a prophetic king. And the third anointing that accompanied this man is the kingly anointing, which simply means he could decree a thing and it could be established. There are two distinct anointings that's going along or coming on alongside of what I'm teaching today, and that is the kingly anointing and the prophetic anointing. I decree yes in your spirit. And I believe there's an anointing and a scepter that's being raised over this congregation, that when there's a no, a perpetual no around you, yes will prevail. I don't really have to preach it because kings don't have to shout. All they have to do is decree a thing. If you have this anointing in your life, you don't have to shout, even with your children. You may have to raise up your voice. But if you really have this anointing, you can speak a thing and it shall be established. And I believe the Holy Ghost spoke to me to pronounce yes in your life. There's difficulty all around. Setback is here. Bad reports from the doctor. There's a quit outside of you, but there's a yes on the inside. Can the church say amen? And David said here in Psalm 42, as the deer pants for a drink of water, so pants my soul. There's something in my soul that's missing. He goes on to say that my soul is thirsty for the living God. One of the crucial things that we need to do as believers is when there is a thirst, we cannot hew out cisterns that are broken. We must go to the fountain of living waters to be filled. The living God is that fountain, according to the book of Jeremiah. One of the great sins of Israel was that when they were thirsty, instead of going to the fountain of living water, they hewed out cisterns and began to drink from those cisterns, which could not really satisfy long-term the thirst. When shall I come and appear before God? He began to say that his tears represent sorrow. became his food day and night. He feasted off of the tear. And you can create a cycle for yourself, a cycle of degradation, by drinking from the tears of your sorrow. You must spin it out. Spin out of it. God is a God of cycles. But if the cycle lasts too long, it becomes an issue that needs to be dealt with. Glory to God. Come on, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You cannot stay in a cycle for too long. I'm going to give you 5 days. After 5 days, it becomes an issue. Come on, men, you shouldn't be a slave to a cycle at all yourself. We should be champions to free ourselves from cycles. First of all, it's not biologically sound for a man to stay in a cycle. You have no menstrual. Glory to God. You have no menstrual. You have no chemical imbalance. Why are we seeing the same thing over and over? You must spin out, and you should be the first to spin out of a cycle. Glory to God. And create a habit that's wholesome. Get into a wholesome habit of praising the Lord. Or reaching up in worship, reaching in fellowship, and reaching out in service. I like verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul. I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the congregation, with the multitude. I used to go to the house of the Lord. One of the things that happens when the soul is downcast is there will be a withdrawal from the common. That's right. I don't know if I'm going to go. I've been going a long time. I think I'll pull back on that. I need some me time. No, you need some God time. You need to spin out of this fog and get your head together. There's a yes on the inside of you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I like verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Now the psalmist is not looking at everybody else. He's looking deep down inside of himself. Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted? Why is there so much noise inside of me? He says the remedy is to put hope in God. For I shall yet praise him. Here we see a uniting of his will or his yes with the purposes of God. I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. If he can just turn his face to me, I can experience joy again. Glory to God. I want you to draw close to verse 7. Deep calls to deep. There's a deep place in God in the spirit that's calling to the deep place in you even as I speak. The deep place in God is calling for the yes in you. He wants you to just say yes on the inside. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfall. Notice it is the noise of your waterfalls. It is also the waves and billows that have gone over me. So David obviously had a chance to visit a waterfall. I had a chance to visit Niagara, and if you ever visit Niagara Falls, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It is like one of the wonders of the world to see tons of water. I don't know where the water comes from, and it never runs dry. But there's water constantly, tons of water coming over the falls, and the noise is deafening. Glory to God. The noise of the waterfall, the billows coming over me, is a reminder of what I need. I need the noise of the waterfall, not the noise that's going on inside of me. I need the noise of the waterfall to drown out my own conversation that's on the inside. And I need the waters to cover me, not wash me away, but just cover me right now because I feel empty. And I want it to cover me in such a way that thirst is not directing me. Emptiness is not directing me. I am full of the fullness of God. Glory to God. Where thirst can't direct me to do or to say anything because I know in whom I believe. Think about the noise of the waterfall and the billows that cover you. Again, the noise of the waterfall according to Revelations chapter 1. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. Glory to God. It represents the very voice or the word of God uniting with the thirst that's on the inside. And that thirst must accompany a yes to the will of the Lord. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So what is the meaning of Psalm 42? My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. I believe the psalmist was thirsty. He was very thirsty for water. But he was thirsty for more of God. We can overcome any obstacle if we had a little bit more of God. My soul is thirsty for God, for the living God. The psalmist wasn't really thirsty for physical water. It was all around. But he was thirsty for God. Thank you, Jesus. And when we seem in our soul to be thirsty, we got to pour, get another douse of God. We can dedicate a fast. We can go on a 3-day consecration and see what the Lord does. So drink, soul. Drink from the cup that comes from God. From the cup that would never run dry. I see in Christendom a common picture of a spiritual man's need for God's supply. A spiritual woman's need for God's supply. And whether you know it or not, if you're not familiar with that, you will be soon. We all need more of God. And you'll find yourself in life, the older I get, the more I'm able to understand this. Man, there's no happiness without God. It is short-lived. You got to have God on the inside of you. You got to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus moment. I come to thee just as I am without a plea. I need you to touch me. I need you to fix me. Come on, there's burnings in our soul that you can't bring out with your mouth. There's a longing inside of you that you never will be able to articulate with your voice. And only God can feel it. I'm going to get to it. I want to get to it before time. But there's a God-shaped hole in all of us that nothing else can fill. Glory to God. Whether you know it or not, he'll allow you to taste it. He'll allow you to experience it. Glory to God. And we're in desperate need. I'm desperate for the Lord. I'm longing after thee. Glory to God. I know you don't think it or you don't see it, but really the thirst is for more of God. Glory to God. Here the preacher is preaching to himself. David is actually talking to himself, not a congregation, as he prays to the Lord. Why be cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Put your hope in God. He's talking to a deep spot inside of himself. I'm preaching to me. And we got to get to a point in our lives where we're not preaching at Bobo or Sally Sue. We're preaching to you, whatever your name is. I got to preach to me for a moment. What are you doing? You better put your hope in God. Don't put your hope in nothing else, in no one else, but put your hope in God. He's just preaching to his own soul. And I want you for a moment to bend your chin as far as you can. Put it in the pocket, the square of your shoulder. I'm sorry, your chest. And just say, soul. Come on, help me. Say, soul. Get yourself together. What's wrong with you, soul? What's going on with you, soul? What's happening to my mind? I'm just got to preach to my own soul.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. CED is currently taking donations of book bags, binders, notebooks, composition pads, pencils, paper, and other supplies in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. until noon. Supplies can be dropped off at the Christian Education Department. Email ced@truthrevealed.org for details.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Reveal International Ministry. Visit truthreveal.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday has begun. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessories now through Sunday, August 6th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.